For WSIU In Focus, I'm Amelia Blakely. Polarization and ideological divides have become the main themes of the national media's political reporting and commentary. The narrative is doom and gloom, with little to no hope of any consensus being built between the various groups of Americans. In recent years, the national political conversation has increasingly turned angry, uncompromising, and disconnected. People now talk past each other instead of with each other. Or so we're told. An exception to this present cultural norm is a man named Pepper Holder and the group of friends he is a part of called the Depressed Men. The group is a collection of men, mostly white, middle-aged or older, who meet every Thursday evening in Carbondale. Members come from different backgrounds of education, class, professions, political views, and religion. And Holder, well, he is the longest regular attending black man in the group.
But as far as the core group and longevity, I guess I won the prize.
Holder's been in the group for 15 years, he says. His politics aren't the same as most of the members, who consider themselves conservative. His understanding of religion is different, which is important in this group as it serves as a prayer group for the Christian members. And he's a part of a different racial community. However, the differences didn't deter Holder's original participation.
I've always sought out that difference. If we could find a way to get along, then there's the possibility of others getting along.
Holder's first Thursday evening with the Depressed Men was different, he says, but he came with intention. He says he was going to the group to meet new people, to learn from them, and find what they share in common.
And what is that? Basically the water, the air, health, education. The basic things, supporting your family and all that.
Holder says that he was invited to the Thursday evening gathering by his friend, Terry Clark, one of the core members of the Depressed Men. Clark says the group originally formed about 20 years ago, when 8 friends, who knew each other from their college years, decided to organize a weekly get-together. The group gradually evolved into a book club, a prayer group, and a group of friends. On a given night, there's 10 to 20 men who attend. Over the 20 years, the group has read over 60 books, Clark says. Many of them are topics he had no interest in, but the book selection is democratic, and therefore he's exposed to opinions and ideas he doesn't always agree with.
I've learned an interesting thing about this. Often more to be gained by reading a book that you disagree with than reading one you agree with. You learn more, because we all have opinions about things we don't agree with, but often we don't know anything about them.
Clark says over the years, the members have gradually changed as some move away and others join. The changing makeup of the group has kept the Depressed Men consistent but refreshed. Clark says this is why the group has a stable and strong foundation of friendship, allowing the members to freely be themselves.
Isn't that what we all want? The permission, not just to be ourselves. The crazy man on the street feels the freedom to be himself, but he's not accepted by others. We look at him, we say he's crazy. But in a group like this, we have the freedom to be ourselves, which means the freedom to be a bit eccentric, maybe, but also the freedom, the joy of somehow being appreciated.
Holder says, despite the multiple differences between himself and some of his friends, they've learned to accept each other. Not by proving each other wrong, but by participating in moments of friendship through sharing a cigar, a drink, and some food. Clark says a curious appetite is a gift that is continually provided by the fellowship of the Depressed Men.
An appetite to listen to people who I disagree with, to want to hear them. Not not even with an intention of persuading them to be different, but with curiosity to learn what their world is.
Clark says, as much as society today seems fractured and broken, Somehow, the depressed men make it work. For WSIU, I'm Amelia Blakely.
Told me about scrutiny and my back.